who, long before he became a coach, was a legend in the sport I loved. He is famous for running to the brink of death to win the Boston Marathon. I sat on a couch in the Houston doctor's office with an IV dripping into my veins. The substance wasn't illegal, but the method of delivery was. I didn't realize this at the time. I was naive and too trusting. Everything was fine, I was assured. But it wasn't. Somehow, I'd been convinced to be the guinea pig to test the procedure before the athletes were put through the routine. I sat in the chair and had a liter of L-carnitine mixed with saline drip into my body. That wasn't the first moment, and wouldn't be the last, that triggered concern. There was the time I came across official documents from the director of the Nike Sports Science Lab that noted a teenage athlete was presently on prednisone and testosterone medication. There was the sharing of medications. Inhalers and prescription drugs were shipped to athletes in a cutout of a Clive Cussler novel that seemed like a scene straight from the movie The Shawshank Redemption. The overabundance of sketchy-sounding supplements like Testo Boost, and much more. Not all of it broke the rules, but much was flat-out strange. Yet throughout, I rationalized, justified, and kept my position. After all, I was at my dream job. I was heir apparent to the best-funded professional track team in the country, one with a future Olympic champion and medalist. It was everything I ever wanted professionally. The advice family members kept repeating was, "Can you stick it out through the Olympics?" I was there for a year and a half before I'd had enough. We like our stories simple. The hero who overcomes adversity. The woman whose values are hard-earned and firmly held, who prevails against all odds. We think of ourselves in similar ways, crafting a personal narrative where we are the hero of the story. We even have a psychological immune system, a protective mechanism to thwart negative self-evaluations. We want to think of ourselves as good, moral, decent people. We shove away the messiness. As you read this story, you probably believe you would have done the right thing immediately if thrust into that doctor's seat. Our mind is an expert at convincing ourselves we are always the good guy. It's hard to look back on that person who was obviously me and wonder, what in the world was I thinking? It's easy to rationalize, to say I was young and naive, to blame it on the pressure or stress, to cite the absurd but true fact that despite my being employed by the largest sportswear company in the world, my pay was mysteriously withheld for 6 months in the midst of this experiment, all while Salazar offered to loan me money instead of paying me for the job I had signed a contract to do. The simple truth is that I didn't initially do the right thing. That moment would come months later, when I finally found the courage to blow the whistle. The Steve who stayed silent and went along, and the Steve who spoke up, are the same people. But they are also fundamentally different. For much of my time there, I was living in a delusion. I was stuck chasing success and status, employed as the youngest professional coach in the sport, and working with athletes who would become legends. I wanted to prove I belonged, to make up for my lackluster competitive career. I was in an environment where winning at all costs was the path forward. It was the expectation. Running around in circles faster than all others trumped nearly everything else. Despite my upbringing and previous beliefs, behaviors, and actions, I could not stand up at that moment. I was stuck, incapable of seeing things clearly, incapable of taking action that was both right and necessary. I defaulted to surviving, keeping myself afloat in the job I occupied. In other words, I choked. Losing ourself. Manti Te'o was one of the best football players in the country. His accolades speak for themselves. Heisman Trophy runner-up, the Butkus Award for the best linebacker, the Bronco Nagurski Trophy for the best defensive player, the Walter Camp Award for the best college football player, and on and on. On the field, he was known for endless energy and utter fearlessness.